You are the author.
And the finisher.
And the finisher.
Of all of us.
Of all of us.
We can see the critics.
We can see the critic.
Actually dying within us.
Actually dying within us.
And the lover.
And the lover.
Which is Christ himself.
Which is Christ himself.
Rising in authority.
Rising in authority.
Taking the burdens away.
And
letting your love radiate through us, through the vessels you choose to minister to. Amen? I want to take you to Isaiah 14. And when I heard Isaiah 14, it's almost like I know this one by heart. But he said, no, I want you to go to the Passion Translation. So I did. And Isaiah is the only book for the Old Testament that we have in the Passion. And we're going to go to, well, we're going to hit verse 24. And then we're going to kind of jump around a little bit. So, the Lord's plan for Assyria. The Lord Yahweh, commander of angel armies, makes this solemn decree. Be sure of this, just as I have planned, so it will be. Verse 26. This is the plan I have determined for the entire world. So I'm going to kind of let that sink in a little bit. Because the beginning of Psalm 14 is about Adam, it's about Satan, it's about all the things that he's done. But I want you to back it up now to verse 22. Utter extermination of confusion. That's the heading. Utter extermination of Babylon. I will rise up against them, declares the Lord, Yahweh, commander of angel armies. I will blot out the names Babylon and her survivors. Her offsprings and descendants, declares the Lord Yahweh. I will turn it into a swampland, a place for wild animals. Like dirt on the floor, I will sweep it away. With the broom of destruction, declares the Lord Yahweh, commander of angel armies. Now, if you'll notice, he repeats it. Whenever you've got repetition, it's because it's important. The Lord Yahweh, commander of angel armies. Now, that's three times. Makes this solemn decree. Not a promise. It's a decree. Be sure of this, just as I have planned, so it will be. Every purpose of my heart will surely come to pass. I will crush the Assyrian who invades my land. I will trample them on my mountain. Their yoke of slavery will be removed from my people. Notice the yoke is what? Slavery. And their heavy burden from their shoulders. This is the plan I have determined for the entire world. I will accomplish it by the demonstration of my mighty power throughout the earth. If you'll notice, it's rare that the scripture shows Father's plan for house cleaning the earth. And this word, which I've never had the connection about our time being in the earth with this particular chapter, but it's important because he's dealing with the demonic. He's dealing with the beginning of this chapter with the Adamic failure, if you wish. And he's also letting us know the ultimate plan. Verse 27. For the Lord Yahweh, the commander of angel armies. Now that's how many times? Isn't that incredible? Okay. Has an amazing strategy, and who can thwart him? When he moves in power, who can stop him? So I'm relating some of the comments that were made earlier today or evening. And I shared with you about John Ramirez and so on and so forth. And you have a little bit of a photograph through what he explained about what the darkness does. Well, those who are living in confusion, that's Babylon. I live there. I worked in that space. I survived it. Until Holy Spirit came in, I was called a survivor, not an overcomer. But now, after many years of learning, making bad choices, all of a sudden getting a wake-up call, and maybe your plan isn't that great, Kim. Maybe the way you did things maybe can be adjusted. Maybe instead of being tied up in knots with the past, I can enjoy the day. So what you guys have shared is your life where it was, but you're not living there anymore. Your comment about you saw for yourself the progress that Holy Spirit has done, and you're not giving the glory to people, you're giving the glory to the Lord. Okay? So, God's judgment of the Philistines, verse 28. This prophecy came to Isaiah in the year King Ahaz died. Don't rejoice too soon, you Philistines, just because the rod that beat you is broken. A snake will sprout from the root of the serpent, and his descendants, and there's a footnote on descendants. It says, the hand stretched out, a metaphor for God's accomplishing by his power. It's not going to be done by anyone but the hand of the Lord. His descendants will be like a flying, fiery, burning one. And through him, the poorest of the poor will find pasture, and the needy will lie down in peace. The Lord will starve the root of the Philistines with a famine that will annihilate your survivors. Wail, O gate, cry out, O city, melt with fear, Philistia, for a cloud of smoke comes out of the north, and there is no straggler among them. And what will be the answer of the messenger of the nations? That the Lord has laid the foundation of Zion, and in her his sweet needy ones will find shelter. In Zion, his needy ones will find shelter. It doesn't say might. Okay? So, it goes on with chapter 15 about Moab and so on and so forth. But I wanted to make you see verse 24 again. The Lord Yahweh, commander of angel armies, makes this solemn decree. Be sure of this, just as I have planned, so it will be. Every purpose of my heart will surely come to pass. You know, sometimes we don't think about God's heart, his inner feelings, what he has in mind. We think about our heart, but we don't think about what he has and what he's going through. And as he's watching what he does in each of us, I believe he celebrates with us because he intermingles with us. His spirit is inside of us. He is definitely being blessed by your obedience. Every purpose of my heart will surely come to pass. I will crush the Assyrians who invade my land. I will trample them on my mountain. Doesn't say somebody else's mountain. It's his mountain. Their yoke of slavery will be removed from my people. Notice the confusion of slavery is a yoke upon the nations of Israel. It's also on the United States of America. It's all over whatever country you want. You watch what happened in London, and you can see the brokenness. I mean, they have formula. They have all kinds of dedication and really heartfelt in many ways. But do you see the Lord? Do you see Holy Spirit there? It's formula. It's following the traditions of what they've done. From the previous person that died, they duplicate according to the natural mind. So, their yoke of slavery will be removed from my people, and their heavy burden from their shoulders. This is the plan that I have determined for the entire world. So the example of what he did with Assyria then is an example of what he's about to do now. I will accomplish it by my demonstration of my mighty power throughout the earth. For the Lord Yahweh, the commander of angel armies, has an amazing strategy, and who can thwart him? When he moves in power, who can stop him? That is, to me, the revelation of his abilities that are going to be needed in order to transform our nation from where we've been to where we're going to return to. And, you know, as I was studying this afternoon, and I went over it a couple times, and I said, Lord, because I had asked him, what is it that he wants tonight? And when this bubbled out, I said, well, I already know Isaiah 14. You know, it's all about the devil, and it's about Adam, and it's about this. And, you know, my head gets in the way, just like you guys. So I kind of just laid it down and I said, okay, I'm going to just rest, okay, and let's detox on this. And I rested. And when I came out of the rest, I heard it again. I said, oh, okay, all right. And he said, stop going by the tradition of it. In other words, don't start at verse 1. Oh. So you see, I'm in the same boat as all of you. Am I improving? I think I argue less than I used to. That's probably the only advantage. I give in more quickly. I don't try to push to the best of my ability. And once in a while, I'll do the no thing because, you know, something is really pushing. And I'm still seeing that, you know, the me part is still functioning. So what I'd like you to do right now is to just kind of put your right hand over your heart and say, Holy Spirit, angel armies are on the job.
Angel armies are on the job.
My papa.
My papa.
His arm is not too short.
His arm is not too short.
He's going to do some house cleaning.
He's going to do some house cleaning.
I just need to be resting.
I just need to be resting.
Because he's going to take the broom.
He's going to take the broom.
And he's going to sweep this place and this country clean. This place is first. Amen? And this country is second. And then the nations of the world. Because he wants house cleaning throughout the world. He wants to be seen for what he really is. A lover of the nations. This is a house of prayer.
For all nations.
It's not some.
It's all
nations.
In Jesus' name.
That includes Canada. Because they need it just like us. Amen.